Hello, I want to welcome you to my broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I pray today that you're having a blessed and wonderful day in the Lord, that you're knowing that God is all-sufficient, and whatever you may need today, our God is able to meet and supply that need. Don't be afraid, don't be worried, and don't trouble, because God's still got it all under control. Today, I have a special broadcast for you, and I ask that you stay tuned. There's some things that I want to share with you that I believe are very vital and important for the time and era that we now live in. But before I get into the message, I'd like to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you reach down and you touch hearts across this land. Wherever this broadcast is going, I ask that you go and, Lord, just get into the hearts of your children. Encourage people today to keep their eyes upon you. I pray, God, that you keep them safe, meet their every need, lead them and guide them in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Lord, I pray for a revival for our land. God, that you send a mighty revival in America, that you bring the people's hearts back to you. I pray for the pastors and the teachers and the leaders of our churches, that you'll give them a backbone and courage to stand in this hour that we're now in. We pray for the leaders of our country, God, and ask that you direct them and help them to make the right decisions concerning our country. We pray for our children. God, ask that you protect them in this time of trouble that we now live in. And Lord, now I pray if there be one under the sound of my voice that is not born again, that God, you'll give them the revelation knowledge that they must be born again, and that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Make that known into their hearts and spirits, for there's no other way but through the name of Jesus. I thank you for your mercy, and I thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today, before I read the scriptures out of Leviticus chapter 26, there's some things I want to explain to you. First, I want you to know that the Bible tells us that God is love. Our Heavenly Father is a God that loves us, that wants the best for us, that His only intentions for us is good and never evil. And He has a hand of mercy and a hand of protection to put over us if we will allow it. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. God sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross that all of our sins could be forgiven. And He said He would in no wise turn anyone away that came with a repentant heart. We must realize this. We must also realize that God's word and commandments were given to us to separate us from the heathen, that we would live in prosperity, that we would live in peace with God and with our fellow man. God's commandments teaches us to honor our father and our mothers. God's commandments teaches us not to defraud and lie and covet other people's goods. Our God's law teaches us that we should walk in the paths of righteousness and there should be no other gods except Him. And that God's word also teaches us that we should respect His day and honor His house and His tabernacle and not to use His name in vain. God's law and God's word gives us protection, gives us peace, and gives us joy. But when a nation or an individual rejects the hand of God, they reject the blessings, the protection, and the mercy that comes with that hand. God will not force Himself upon us. God will not go against our will. We are free moral agents. He made us that way. If we come to Him, it must be because we want to, and His Spirit is drawing us, and our hearts are willing, and we will say yes to Him. God wants to bless America. God has blessed America. Because God's hand has been upon America, God has touched America and brought us through many, many times of war and disaster and trials. God's hand has been with us. But in the last years, America has rejected God, didn't want God's commandments, put God's commandments out of our schools, put God's commandments out of our courthouses, put God's commandments out of our capitals, and don't want anything to do with God, even at Christmas time, don't even want to use the name Christmas, just holiday season, winter holiday. don't even want to say Merry Christmas because it might offend someone. We have rejected God. We have rejected His Son as a nation. And one by one, we're losing our rights as a nation to be Christians. Christians all over the world now are being persecuted because they name the name of Christ. But in this scripture that I'm going to read to you, I want you to listen very, very carefully. Please pay attention to what I'm going to read to you out of Leviticus. God gave this word to His people, and He explained to them that when you walk contrary to the word and commandments of God, then God will walk contrary to you. That means that God's hand will be lifted off of you, and then these certain things will come in. When God's hand is upon us, there's a restraining order that keeps certain things out of our lives and out of our country. And this chapter that I'm going over is going to explain that. But I want you to listen. And as I read this, I want you to say to yourself, are we seeing that in our country today? Listen very, very carefully as I read the scripture. Leviticus chapter 26, and I want to start with verse 1. Ye shall make no idols, nor graven images, neither rear ye up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land, to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. Ye shall keep my Sabbath, and reverence my sanctuary, I am the Lord. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And listen to this, and ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. I want to repeat that again. The fifth verse says this, that you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. When? When you obey the commandments of God and honor God. And then he goes on to say what he will give if we continue to walk in his commandments. And I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beast out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. I want you to hear this again. God is saying in His Word that if we will keep His commandments, obey His statutes, and honor Him, that this is what will happen in our land. I will give you peace in the land. You shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beast out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. You shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. God is saying here that if we'll honor Him, that if we'll keep His commandments and receive His hand of protection and mercy, that our enemies will flee from us, not us from them. And that even just a small army that would go out would chase mega enemy if we would only trust God. Now, I want to go over that again. He said that we would eat the bread of our own land, and we would dwell in our land safely. He would give us peace. He said we would lie down, and none shall make us afraid. And He would rid evil beast out of our land. Neither shall the sword go through our land. And we would be able to chase our enemies by the sword and be victorious over our enemies and not our enemies over us. For I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you. Now when you make a covenant with God, He is not a man that He should lie. There's a lot of treaties being made in the world today, but they're not worth the paper they're written on because the ones who have written them are not honest and upright, but they're evil people that will not keep their end of the treaty. and they will lie deliberately to get what they want so they can come in and destroy the ones that they made covenant with. You better know this, people, and you better realize what's happening, what God has said. He laid this out plain, what exactly would happen to a land, a country, a person, a nation that rejected him and his word. He said this, if you will keep his commandments, he said, you shall eat the old store or the supply of your food and bring forth old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you or reject you. And I will walk among you and will be your God, and ye shall be my people. Not that we would stand up before the whole world and declare that we are no longer a Christian nation. That is absolutely, positively, the most height of crazy that could be voiced in a land. To deny that we belong to God. Deny that God hasn't touched America and made America what she is and blessed America through all these years. People, we need to wake up. We need to realize the time and the hour that we're now in. We need to realize what's getting ready to come on us and what is upon us now. He says in verse 12, and I will walk among you, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. Verse 13 of Leviticus chapter 26 says this, I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, and ye shall not be their bondmen, and I have broken the bands of your yoke, and made you go upright or made you go free. America has been known as the land of the free. God made us the land of the free. God gave us the strength to fight for our country. God led our country and our leaders. But when our leaders and our nation rejects God, we reject the freedom that comes with serving Him. I want to repeat that again. You must know this. This is not something I made up or some politician wrote. This is God's Almighty's holy written true word that I'm reading out of. God said that He made us free, that He broke the yokes off of us, and He will make you go free. He will make you go free. A nation that walks with God, a nation that keeps God's commandments, is a free nation, is a nation whose people are free, is a nation whose people are blessed, is a nation whose people can lay down and not be afraid, whose nation is a nation who has a mighty army that their enemies cannot stand before them, whose nation can sow and eat their own bread and not be afraid of the enemy coming in and taking away. Whose nation shall not be afraid of the terror that goeth in the daytime or the nighttime, that we will be a nation kept by the mercy and hand of God, that God has kept us. But I want you to listen now. We've heard what will happen to a nation when they serve God, when they obey God and respect God, but I want you to see in God's word what will happen, what will come upon a nation who rejects God, who rejects His commandments, who denies that He is God, who will not receive His hand of mercy and protection over them. When that hand of mercy and protection is withdrawn from a nation or individual, then He said, this is what happened, will happen to you. Listen, it happened to Israel. You can look back in history, and any nation that's gone down the same road that we're going down, you look what happened to them, and if we do what they did, we're going to get what they got. That's just as simple as it can be. It doesn't take a great brain to know that, or some a great intelligent person. It's just as simple that a child can understand it. But now listen, as I read, what will happen if a nation denies God? But if you will not hearken to me and do all these commandments, and if you despise my statutes, we're in a time now that people actually despise the name of Jesus. They'll accept any name, any religion, accept anything that names the name of Jesus. They despise it. He said, if you despise my statutes, and if your soul abhorred my judgments, and you shall not do all my commandments, but break my covenant, I will do this unto you. Listen carefully. What's the first thing that will show up in a nation that despise the things of God? I want you to hear this. Listen what will be the first thing to show up in a nation that despises God and rejects His commandments. I will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you Terah. Let me repeat that. Verse 16 of Leviticus 26. I will even appoint over you Terah. Why? Because you rejected His hand of protection. God wants to protect us. God wants to show us mercy. God wants to deliver us. But if we reject God and say no to His help, He will not come in and help us. We are walking contrary to God. And when we walk contrary to God, He walks contrary to us. Judgment comes upon a nation that rejects God. He said the first thing that's going to show up in your country is Terah. What is on the news 24 hours a day? Right now at this broadcast, we in high Terah alert. They're warning people about travel. They're warning people about going into large crowds. They're telling you when you do go out, be watchful, look around, and see if you notice anything that's not right. Why? We have rejected God. We have rejected His Word. We despise the things of God. And He said, when you do this, the first thing that's going to come in a land is terror. Consumption, the burning of ague. You shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. You shall listen to this. Listen what happens to this next reading I'm going to give you. This is what happens when a nation rejects God's hand of mercy and protection. This is what He said. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. In other words, you'll go out and you'll work hard. And what you work hard for, your enemy is going to eat it up. There are going to be those that did not work for it, that did not labor for it, that did not earn it. But you will work for it, you will earn it, and you will labor for it, and they will eat it. Does that ring a bell to anybody today? Let me read that to you again. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. God could not put it any more plainer. A warning that He gave in His Word to a nation, an individual that rejects God, that will not obey God's Word. He said, you're going to go out and work hard, and you're going to labor, and when you get ready to sit down and eat, you won't have it because your enemy's going to take it away from you. I want you to think about what God's Word is saying. I want you to think, is that going on today? Can you see that coming in your land today? And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, that they hate you and shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. We live in a time now that we are so afraid of the enemy. We do not want to offend them because we are afraid of them, and they are set on us, and they hate us. They don't love us because we respect them and won't go against their laws. They hate us. And your enemy, listen, if you don't know what an enemy is someone that wants to destroy you. And if you cannot recognize your enemies, you're in serious trouble. You're in trouble. I'm in trouble. Our country's in trouble if we cannot recognize our enemies. This is the Word. I'm not making this up. This is God's Word. And if you will not yet for all this hearken to me, I will punish you 7 times more for your sins, and I will break your pride, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain. We're sending people to do warfare, and it's accomplishing it nothing. We pull out before the victory's been run, and our strength is in vain. It's accomplishing nothing. Why? Because we have left off God. And you shall not, and your land shall not yield her increase. Neither shall the trees and the land yield their fruits. And this is what God said. If you walk contrary to me, in verse 21, he said, I will walk contrary to you, and even plagues are going to come upon your land. We're seeing diseases today that we've never heard of before. We've never seen before. And I will send wild beasts among you, which will rob of your children. Is this God's will for us? No, it's not. God is pleading with the people. Do not do these things, because when a country becomes immoral, when a country thinks nothing, won't even bat an eye at a murdering a baby, thinks more of an animal than they do a living human being, something bad is wrong. When our country and our leaders are passing laws that are contrary and I spit in the face of God to defy the word of God and making things and calling evil good and good evil, he said that's a sign of the end time. He said, I will send wild beasts among your children. We have that today. It's called drugs. And he said, I'll make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. And if you will not reform, be reformed by me, by these things, but walk contrary to me, he said, I'm going to walk contrary to you. And he said, on down in this chapter, he goes on to say that I'm going to give you faintness of heart. And he said, you'll run when won't even nobody be chasing you. He said, you'll hear a leaf shaking in the wind, and you'll think an army's coming at you, and you won't be able to do anything. But then at the bottom of that chapter, at the end part of the chapter, God said this, if when these things come upon you and you realize what I've told you is the truth, if you'll turn back to me and repent, he said, I'll bring you back into your land. I'll restore your land. I'll forgive you of your sins, and I'll prosper you, and I'll make you whole again. That's a promise of God. God warns us of judgment to come. God warns us. He gives us a right way to go, and he gives us a way that if we walk contrary to that right way, that what will come upon us and what will bring us down. It's not his will. If it was his will, he wouldn't have warned us. He wouldn't have shown us. He said, don't do this. Just like you tell your children, don't do this. Don't do that. Why do you do that? Because you love them. You do not want them to get hurt. You do not want them to get in trouble. That's what God is telling us in his word. Don't do these things, because when you do, it opens a door for more and more evil to come upon you, and these things will happen to you. Your economy will fail. Your hearts will fail. You will not know which way to go. Your land, you won't be able to produce your fruit. Other people will take what you work for, and they'll take it and they'll live off of it. You'll be paying their way while they're doing nothing. Coming into our land, and I believe that when a person comes into our country, when they come in legal, we should do all we can to help them and to pray for them, but you come in legal and not illegal. We need a revival in our land. But let me tell you, Democrat, Republican, or whatever party you may call yourself, the hope is not in you. The only hope that we have today, listen people, please listen. And listen, if the nation don't do it, if the country won't do it, if the state won't do it, if the county won't do it, if the town won't do it, if the city won't do it, you do it. It says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, if they'll pray and turn from their wicked ways, God said, I'll forgive their sins. I'll heal their land. That's a promise given to us. It's not too late for you and me. God still has a remnant in this land. There are still preachers that are not afraid to preach the truth. There are still ministers that are not afraid to stand up and preach the word of God without fear, without favor, or without compromise. In the last months, my heart has been broken at ministers that I listen to on the Christian broadcasting that have turned and sided with sin and supporting things that are abomination in the sight of God. I was totally astounded at how they just in a just one whirl turned and turned from the Word of God to draw in the crowds and draw in the money. They count nickels and noses, and they'll take out the Word of God and they'll defy the Word of God so they can get the TV ratings and the big shows and the talk shows. They're going to send people to hell because of the lies they're preaching. And if you're in a place like that, I tell you, pack your stuff up and get out just as fast as you can and go somewhere where they're preaching the full gospel, the whole gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in a serious time. We're in a time, the remedy for America is this. Go back to church. Get on your knees and pray. Go back to church. Get on your knees and pray. Let me tell you, it may, and it possibly may be soon, come a time in our country that we will not be able to assemble ourselves in our churches. Go while the going is good. Fellowship while you can. Hear the word preached. One day it may, and it possibly will, when time goes on, they'll limit to where we can worship and the groups that can come in. Take heed to the hour. There's a warning going out. I warn you today, wake up. Wake up before it's too late. Fall on your face. Begin to pray that sin will be out of your life. Pray for your family. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for your nation and your country and your leaders. Pray like you never prayed for God. Pray and ask God's mercy and His hand to be upon us, that He will protect us and God will bring revival before it's too late. It's time to repent, people. It's time to come down off your high and mighty seat and recognize we've got to humble ourselves before God and pray without ceasing, because we are in the end time and we are in the last days. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Noah was a preacher of righteousness for 120 years, and the people did not want to hear righteousness. And that's the way people are today. They don't want you to talk about sin because it makes them uncomfortable. They don't want to hear you talk about living a holy life because they want to do what they want to do and just pop in church on a Sunday morning for a motivated speaking session and go home and do whatever they want to. But it's not going to work. You've got to take up your cross. That means you've got to believe in Jesus Christ and believe in what He did for you on the cross, that the blood was shed for your remission of sins. There's no other way that your sins can be forgiven except that you repent of them and ask God to forgive you. You can write down your sins. You can tear them up and burn them. That's still not going to get rid of them. You got to get on your knees and ask God to forgive you. Tell Him that you're a sinner and you want forgiveness of your sins, and He will wash them away, never to be brought up against you ever again. It's time to repent, people. It's time to humble ourselves. Our time is running out. Great judgment is sweeping across this land. Everything seems to be crumbling in, but God is still God. God is still able to bless, and He will keep us no matter what we are faced with. But we, as God's people, have got to stand for Him, come what may. Don't be afraid. Don't be fearful, because the hand of God rests upon those who honor Him and walk accordingly to His word. I pray today that you'll take this message and heed it and walk in it. The time is short. Don't play. Don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. Today is the day of salvation. I want to thank you for listening. If you have a prayer request or if you'd like to help me on the broadcast, send me a little note. I'd love to hear from you. You can visit my website, truckingforjesus.org. But pray for me as I pray for you. And remember, God is faithful.